With that, I would like to begin by introducing our first speaker. Our first speaker is Xochitl Castañeda. She's a director of the Health Initiative of Americas, and she's been in that position for the last 10 years. This was something that she helped create and start over a 10-year period. And through her efforts, many things have been accomplished as it relates to defining what we need to do in terms of reaching out to different populations as it relates to health care and using community health workers and promotoras. She also has a master's degree from, you need to help me here, associate work, master's degree, and she'll probably give you a little bit more background on that subject area, but she does have a master's degree. And so with that, I would like to introduce Xochitl Castañeda with the Health Initiative of America.
I want to start my presentation with this wonderful phrase of Paulo Freire, who is, I think, a maverick in relation to working with underserved populations, but shifting so many paradigms because he truly believes that on the grassroots efforts that have to emerge and not from the bottom to the not from the top to the bottom, so in the contrary. And I think that is a beautiful entrance to describe a little bit who promotoras are and how can they perform some role in the Affordability Care Act. So I will part from two premises. Number one is that promotoras will play a major role in the implementation of the ACA because they are going to be connecting the highly rich populations, and I emphasize it's not the hard-to-reach populations, but the highly rich populations with the existing health system. They are agents of change in their communities. And I am convinced that the integration of promotoras as full members of the public health team will not just diversify the workforce serving underserved communities, but also will help to improve the cultural and linguistic competencies of the health services providers in general. So there is a lot of future under the ACA with these agents of change. Who are promotoras? Maybe some of you in this room are really aware, or some of you are promotores and promotoras. So I'm not going to go in depth into the definition of terms, but I just want to highlight three main characteristics, and then I'm going to give some of the more relevant characteristics that we have observed throughout the years. First of all, they are people living in the community, and that makes them to really understand their neighborhoods and their institutions. They are part of it. They are not imported to do a service. They emerge from the community, so they share the same socioeconomic, educational, and cultural characteristics with the communities they serve. And they have the ability, when they are health promoters, because they are promoters not just in the health arena, but in other issues. For example, now we are working a lot to really outreach the Latino community to vote. So we have promoters to really go door to door and promote the vote for those who can do it. In the health arena, what they do is they connect the communities with the health system. They traditionally are non-clinical workers, so it's a new and emerging workforce in this country. But in other countries, for instance, where I come from, that is Mexico, promotoras exist over the last four decades, and they are part now of the health system. And they are really a mixture of clinical workers and lay workers. For instance, they are allowed by legislation to do flu shots or to really do some primary care services, providing some very limited kind of medicines to the people in their communities. They speak the language of the people. And when I said the language, it's not just Spanish or Cantonese or whatever. Language is a very complex system of symbols and signs. And it's not just an issue of being bilingual. To speak the language means to share some of these myths, of these proverbs, of the jokes of the people they are serving. And because of that, they have a culturally appropriate approach to health. So, they start where the people are. What a beautiful way to really begin to connect the health system that in this country is so disarticulated in many senses and so difficult to navigate for the majority of us who are not like knowledgeable. It took me as an immigrant like 5 years to understand that, well, that health is not a universal right here. It's a commodity. You buy it and you sell it, and according the money or the eligibility criteria, you can access or not. And it's different, for example, from San Francisco to Oakland or to Marin County. So there is a lot of difficulty. So they start where the people are. What are some of the potential roles they can have under the ACA in the implementation? First of all, they can start informing residents about the health programs. It is very difficult to understand and very complex, the ACA. So they being part of that, speaking the language, they can really bridge all these complicated and intricated concepts and perhaps eligibility criteria and bring it down to real people. They can also identify eligible persons because, unfortunately, we talk about healthcare reform, and I think it's more appropriate to say it's a health insurance reform. Basically, there are some other issues that go beyond that, but with a lot of historical mistakes, such as leaving out of these benefits of the exchanges or the subsidized programs one of the most vulnerable populations, who are the ones who are working where nobody wants, where nobody can, are the undocumented workers. But that being said, they are capable to identify eligible persons and link them to services. It means do some coordination with a multiple services system, because the healthcare reform is not going to be, unfortunately, one shop for everything. We might need to go to several. We don't know yet, but they might be the people who will be eligible for subsidized programs might need to have multiple systems navigation needs. They also can facilitate the continuity of care, and that's very important because sometimes, and we have seen that with previous efforts, like, for example, healthy families or even medical, you need to have a continuity to be enrolled. So some people do not understand that once you fill your papers, it's forever. No, you have to be, and mainly when our subsidized programs continue being presenting papers. So continuity of care is something very important and something that they can help. They can inform the community about the ACA and identify and help to enroll those who are eligible. So in the bottom line, they will minimize the barriers to enroll eligible ACA beneficiaries. What are some of these barriers that promotoras can help to reduce? First, the lack of awareness among eligible families. The confusion over eligibility requirements. We don't know. There are families who are mixed families, in which one son, one daughter or son is documented or U.S. citizen and the other one is not. So confusion over eligibility requirements. Length and complex application forms. And sometimes, or perhaps we are going to be in the need of navigating some electronic forms that it's another kind of language for some population. And some stigma associated with subsidized programs, also the fear of jeopardizing the citizenship process for those who might benefit of this if they are immigrants. But to be a promotoram is not enough. We will need to do a lot of work in order to make them a real bridge linking these populations. And there are some skills that are needed to carry out in health promotion with this population. First of all, they need to have communicating skills with individuals, one-on-one, and with groups. A promotora who do not have those skills will be very difficult to serve the system. Work independently. Some of these promotoras will not have the supervision or the timing because they need to have flexibility to perform multiple tasks simultaneously and in working on non-conventional schedules to reach the population, the working population. So flexibility in their agendas. Some of the challenges and opportunities that we see in this new phase in training promotoras, first of all, we come to the assumption that they are laborers, that they are not professionals. So they need to first understand and really embody the complex rules and procedures during this time that has a lot of regulatory confusion and bureaucratic change. So first of all, we have to have clarity, and then they have to be ready to perform this. There are four core competencies that we have, that we anticipate for the training: outreach, eligibility criteria, referral resources, and privacy. And I'm going to go one on one of these. What are some, you tell me how many minutes I do have. Okay. You tell me 5 minutes before. Distribution in the outreach strategy, what's one of the things that, or some of these things we'll need to take into account when training promotoras? First of all, we have to train on how to distribute materials at community events. We have done some research after health fairs or community events, and all the flyers and all the health information are in the garbage cans. So if people do not receive some kind of information while we are passing a piece of paper might not be enough. So the distribution of materials need to have a lot of training. They also need to be trained on presentations, how to do presentations with very diverse populations and target populations, and how to train other persons of the community to help them with their cultural and educational programs. Also referring contacts to enrollment programs and assisting families with completing their applications and informing them of the necessary steps. It's not just because you are a promotora that you can really perform that. A lot of training is going to be needed. Also training about the eligibility criteria, the enrollment forms, and procedures. They really need to understand what are the eligibility criteria, the correct way to fill or out the combined applications, and really to guide the people through the application process. And be familiar with the income scales that are really confusing. And a lot of these promotoras, at least in the Latino community, do not have necessarily a lot of formal education. They might have elementary school. So we have to be sure that, first of all, they understand so they can serve the system. In the referral resources, the promotoras need to accurately refer people to the existing public and private programs that will provide assistance, because they are just, like they call now them, navigators or outreach workers. And they have to guide the people to the existing programs. And of course, because they are part of the community, so in the communities they know each other, they have to have a lot of training on how to keep confidentiality of information, because they will be dealing with that, and we cannot just assume that they are not going to leak some of that information. So those are kind of some of the core competencies that we have observed. Every year, the Health Initiative of the Americas, we are in our 13th year, over 10, we do a binational promotoras conference and exchange, and it's huge. I will say it is one of the largest of the country, and we do that with Mexico, because it's where the majority of immigrants, Latino immigrants, and in the state of California, in the nation, come from. So one of the lessons learned, and I'm just sharing with you some vignettes of them, is some of the lessons learned that we have, the promising outreach practices for enrolling the eligible population in the health insurance. First of all is the person-to-person. The promotoras usually do kind of Tupperware sessions in which they go to the houses, and that mainly in rural areas. That doesn't necessarily work in urban areas where we have more anonymity, but in a rural area, everybody knows everybody. So it's like the Latinos, we love the food, the party, and you know, whatever excuse is there. So if we do, let's do like a gathering, you gather the people and the promotoras can perform there. That's kind of the person-to-person approach. The Health Initiative of the America has created 7 promotoras manual. I brought some with you to share. This is just about a huge campaign that we did for the H1N1, but you can see in this, and it's called Historias del Ir y Venir, and we provide them with a lot of skills on how to perform the outreach in a one-to-one. The rural strategies are not the same as the urban strategies. So, for example, in El Barrio, more in the urban settings, we do a lot of health fairs, and we are very creative using things that are common in the communities of origin of the Latino immigrants, like megaphones installed outside the car. So we are, like, advertising, there's going to be this enrollment fair, and people really congregate. And what they do is they use the existing institutions and do strategic alliances with schools, with nurses, with teachers, with administrative personnel. I'm not going to go in detail on the vignettes because of timing, but it's beautiful. These are historias, real stories that are testimonies of promotoras on what are the promising outreach practices they have performed. They have also worked with local hospitals and health clinics, and at community events with charity fairs, local and ethnic celebrations that we build upon, feasts, mall presentations, radio coverage. So this kind of non-traditional public health practice approaches that they already do, I think, are some very valuable proven lessons learned that we can do. This is our promotoras, and I just want to take my last 2 minutes to talk about why they are going to perform a very fundamental role with the immigrant populations. And we are convinced health has no borders, and there are some challenges in working with these immigrant populations. Number one is the population flow, the dynamism of this population, and the different impacts that this health reform is going to have in the immigrants themselves, in the communities of origin, transit and destination, and in other generations, because some of these children of immigrants that might be eligible might not be offered because of a myriad of reasons, including the type of job their parents perform. I just want to highlight, and I will stop here because I have the red light, I want to to highlight that in order to really make the Affordable Health Care Act reform viable, we will need to diversify the workforce. And I am convinced, as I started, that promotoras have the potential, if they are correctly trained and linked to the system and really be part of a more structural reform of the system, can perform a fantastic job in enrolling the population that is eligible to be enrolled in this historic act. I want to end my presentation with my favorite, one of my favorite leaders, Martin Luther King, who said, "I have a dream that my children one day we live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Thank you very much.